This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Louisiana's congressional delegation is speaking up on President Donald Trump's travel ban. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise, speaking with Fox News Sunday morning, cast blame for the controversy on the other party.
It's unfortunate to see some Democrats taking that as an affront. Shouldn't they be celebrating the fact that somebody's actually following through on the promises they made to the American people?
The Republican First District Congressman sticks to the theme of America First.
President Trump is focused on reasserting the United States of America's strength around the world to our allies and our enemies.
Freshman 3rd District Congressman Clay Higgins took to the U.S. House floor Monday morning to voice his displeasure with protesters.
President Trump's order is not a betrayal of American values. His actions inspire hope for America to embrace its rightful place as leader of the free world.
5th District Congressman Ralph Abraham reiterates what he tweeted over the weekend.
I am behind President Trump's travel ban 100%.
U.S. Senator John Kennedy supports the executive order.
If you want to come to America, you have to be rigorously vetted to make sure you're not a terrorist, regardless of your religion, regardless of your country of origin. And I think that's a good thing.
While Senator Bill Cassidy has stated he's concerned for doctors and others affected by the travel ban, only 2nd District Congressman Cedric Richmond has come out in full opposition. Monday afternoon, the state's lone congressional Democrat issued a statement, quote, "This unjust, counterproductive, and immoral executive order violates the U.S. Constitution and goes against our fundamental values." For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.